From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk Monday, capturing the governor's office. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S. trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Iraqi prime minister, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Baghdad had described the advance as largely unopposed, but an aid organization said that some Kurdish Peshmerga and Iraqi fighters were killed in an overnight clash south of Kirkuk before the government troops advanced into the city. The death toll in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, has topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion blamed on Islamist militants. One doctor head of the Mogadishu Ambulance Services tells VOA that VOA Somali, that 302 people are now confirmed dead from that blast, which struck a busy intersection in the Somali capital late Saturday. The government says 429 injured people have been taken to local hospitals, and that death toll is still likely to rise. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter does carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.